Head coach Jerry Fleming joins us once again from OKC. Jerry, how you doing?
I'm doing well. How you doing?
I'm outstanding, man. It's playoffs. You got to be. Now, many coaches have told me before that they say it's easier to coach in the playoffs than it is in the regular season. What do you think?
Coaching's coaching. Like, you prepare your team the way you prepare it. I don't think much changes. I really don't. The stakes are higher. It's a new season, basically. Regardless of where you finish, it's another opportunity to see if you're the best in the league. So I really don't think your approach changes. There's more time to get more detail with what the other team's going to do. But we played San Antonio. This will be our 14th time here. So we know what they're going to do, and they know what we're going to do. So I doubt there will be many surprises. But it is a very exciting time of year. Playoff hockey's awesome.
I think when I looked at the schedule, five times you went to overtime against them. You did have a pretty good success overall as a team this year, and I'm not sure. When you play a team that much, clearly I don't think there's many surprises. Sometimes it just could be a mental one. I'm assuming your team feels pretty good about themselves, how you played them all year.
Yeah, we feel very confident, regardless of our opponent. But we know these guys. They know us. All the games that we played against them this year have been very highly contested, back and forth, some big hits. It's gotten chippy at times. So it's going to be an exciting series, and we're just looking forward to getting going here tomorrow night.
Jerry, part of the job description when you're in the American Hockey League is making do with the lineup you've got. When the big club has players up and there's player movement, that's part of your daily routine, figuring out how to work through it. Now with the Oilers done, you get some players back, you get a more stable roster, allowing for injuries and the like. What does the team look like now compared to what it looked like even a couple of weeks ago when you plug in those new pieces?
Well, on the back end especially, I think that we have young guys on the back end, but they have experience. They've been playing some for almost a season and a half now in the NHL, with mm-hmm. a guy like Marty Morenson and Davey, Brandon Davidson getting some time up there. Oisley, all these guys have, they're young guys, but they have a lot of experience on them. And I think that's going to really help the ability to move the puck under pressure, not panic at certain points in the game, just to stay composed and the ability to make plays under pressure. I think that'll help a lot. Up front, we spotted in some junior guys, Platzer in between Miller and Lindquist, another guy that we brought up from Bakersfield this year that's done quite well. And then we have the two Ford, or the Jones boys with Matt Ford. So we have up front, we have a lot of guys that we've had from Bakersfield, but they've been up here all year and they've performed well. So it's just going to be a great opportunity for these guys too to showcase themselves.
Bogdan Yakimov sounds like he is done for the playoffs for your team. I noticed I was reading online your line rushes. Curtis Hamilton was playing center. Is he going to stay there?
Yeah, we're going to try him down the middle. San Antonio has a big team, and Curtis is a big body, and Brad Winchester is another big body. Mitch Moroz is a big body. So, we felt it was going to be important for us to, lean on them just as much as they're going to lean on us to establish a strong forecheck with some big guys that can get there and, have some skill. So it's going to be interesting to see. He's really looking forward to playing center. He's smart enough. He's big enough. He's strong enough. We've worked on him. It's just going to maybe take a game or two, which I'm sure Curtis will adjust fine.
Now, you mentioned Davidson and Marinson. Davidson's a tremendous story for all the reasons we know. But he comes back with a little bit more experience. He's been in the National Hockey League, at least got a taste of it. A lot of eyes will be on Marty, though, how he performs. He was up here for a longer stretch. Are they both raring to get after it and happy to be a part of this playoff push? Do you notice anything different about them from the time they went up?
Well, you always come back with a little more confidence anytime mm-hmm. you've been up in the NHL, especially in Marty's situation where you know that you can play up there. You feel you can contribute up there. So now, again, it's a great opportunity for these guys to put the team on their back, to really assume that leadership responsibility coming back, with that experience. So it's going to be a great opportunity for these guys to showcase what they can do. to play as well as they can play and to go as far as we can go.
Jerry Fleming, head coach of the OKC Barons, joins us. Jerry, I remember talking to you. Marinson was down at the start of the season, then came up to Edmonton, and you mentioned then the thing that you wanted him to work on the most was just being competitive in the hard areas of the ice. And when he left Edmonton, that was pretty much the same thing. I know Todd Nelson's down there with you. He's had him, so I'm sure he's telling you the same thing. And at the American League level, is like Martin Marinson, we all know he's got great puck handling skills, can make all that. He's really going to be evaluated on just, you know, in the crucial times of the game and the crucial areas, how he competes, correct?
Well, without a doubt. Marty's a good defender, in my opinion. He's rangy, has a good stick. He understands how to play positionally without the puck. He can make plays in tight areas because his skill set is above average. Marty's just got to be more intense every shift. And I think coming back, and he knows this, he's a young guy. It takes a while for a young defenseman to really learn the position, and Marty's come a long way. And, you know, once he gets bigger and starts to mature, his understanding of the game will only grow and he'll only get better. So, you know, offensively, I'm sure he would have liked to put up better numbers even down here with us. But, you know, he's done some good things with his play defensively that you know, can't be underestimated.
Well, the thing is, too, Jerry, and you know this, you want to win. You've got a playoff series that you want to win. That matters to you. The bigger picture, though, is the development. Now, Marty's a kid still. We saw Anton Lander come up here, and whether it was through familiarity with Todd or just the natural growth process, some people were maybe thinking, is this guy ever going to make it? He showed a lot up here. We're still quick outside of the hockey fraternity to write young players off too quickly, don't you think?
In some circumstances, definitely. And Anton's a great example of that. You know, he went up there his first year. He stayed up there his first year. He was kind of molded into a player that maybe he wasn't, but a part of the game that he had to learn, and he did a great job at it. And then he came down here for the reasons that he had to come down here with the things that he needed to work on to get better, to get back up there. And he came down here and he did that. He led the team, and, you know, you just see his confidence grow the more he was used in situations where he really had an impact on the game. So for him to go up there and perform the way he did, and there might be, you know, Todd knows what he could do, and he might have felt comfortable with Todd and Todd putting him in positions where he was going to succeed, and he shown everybody that he could do that.
Jerry, what other lineup changes are you going to make heading into this one? Who do you have Miller playing with?
We got him playing with Platzer and Winquist.
Ooh, wow, Platzer. So Platzer's going to get an opportunity to play with your leading scorer. Obviously, sure. Got to have a lot of confidence in him offensively.
Well, you know, he's played well here. Like, he can make plays. He moves pretty well. He looks like a hockey player, believe it or not. He just, the way he carries himself, the way he practices, you know, I've seen a lot of good things from him as far as a young player, so we're going to give him an opportunity.
You talked about seeing San Antonio a lot. Are you guys, it looks like a barn burner to me, are you guys about sick of each other already, even before you get into it?
Yeah, I'm pretty sure once that puck drops, we'll pick up right where we left off. You know, both teams have a respect for each other. I think both teams how hard both teams have played one another. But at the end of the day, once that puck drops, all bets are off, and guys are going to go at it as hard as they can possibly go and make it a fun, entertaining series for everybody to watch it and be a part of.
Well, Jerry, best of luck in the series. I know Oiler fans likely watching that one as well. What role is Todd Nelson playing with you? Just kind of a counselor right now? What's he doing?
Yeah, Nelly's here down every day, hanging around the guys, just watching practice, bouncing ideas, and just, being Nelly. It's great having him back. We missed him, and it's just nice having him around every day.
Is he showing off his new suits down there? He's pretty happy about him up here.
No, not quite. Yeah, actually, for game time, he had a new shirt and tie, and I commented on it. But no, he looked sharp. He looked good.
Nice, I love it. Hey, I appreciate it, Jerry. Have a good one.
Yeah. All right, guys. Thanks for having me on.